We'll try to go together over the Ikar Halachos of Dalet Minim. I'll try to make it short to get all of the Halachos. If we'll take a little bit over 11:30, so we'll be a Bazundo Minion for Slichas, for the people that want to say Slichas later. So I think we have 10 people to machen a minion that no one will lose, chas v'shalom. I want to be magdim. In Dalet Minim, there's four zachen that a person has to know. Haloche, what is ma'akev la'aloche in Dalet Minim? Chumres, what is a chumres? It's briske chumres. I want to be masber. I think a yeshiva bacher has to know what is the aloches, what is the chumres, what is the briske chumres, and what is the kneichim. You know, I remember when I was a little bacher, when I started to go around the Dalet Minim, I gonish gewusst. And I felt very bad. Everyone, you know, all the mevinim machen azay. And I want really duch, at least to take away from people to have this bizarion. And b'ktzor mamish to go duch the aloches, the chumres, the briske chumres, and the kneichim, the chumres, to be yoytze ala shittes. We'll start from the esrig. And the pasuk says, ulekachtem lochem bayoyim harishoyin pri eitz hodo. So we darshan, ulekachtem lochem bayoyim harishoyin pri eitz hodo. ולקחתם שתהיה לקיחות תמו. שתהיה לקיחות תמו. The לקיחות תמו means a complete לקיחות. This will cause all different halachas that we will call them alemol, the psul is מצד תמו. This halachה ולקחתם לכם ביום הראשון. ולקחתם לכם ביום הראשון. שתהיה לקיחות תמו. So everything that will be possible mitzad lekicho tamo will be possible only in the first day or in the second day in Chutz Laretz or in the old city lefi the chumres, we'll see in a second. But this is called velekicho tamo. It's another psul that is called hodor. Pri eitz hodor. The psul fun hodor is all of the 7 days. So the din of lekicho tamo is only in the first day. The psulim that will come from Hodor. So we'll start. We'll see in the Hodor alone is Me'akev, is Lekatchile, is different madregis in Hodor. Lekichotama, the first aloha, is complete. So Choser is posul. The Mishne Esreg aposul, a Choser posul, receive Lekartem lochem sheti lekichotama. So in Eretz Yisrael, it's noyeg in the first day. In Chutz Laretz, it's also noyeg in the second day. The Mishneh Berurah brings down that with some rishonim that hold that in the second day, you don't have to be machmir on lekichotamo. Yontav Sheni Shel Golias, lemaisa the Mishneh Berurah is not mekabel this psak, but the Mishneh Berurah says, even that he's not mekabel this psak, legabi different sfeikas that we'll see later, you could be makel in the second day. We'll go duch. And Eretz Yisrael, or Be'ez Hashem, Shibona Beis HaMikdosh, lefi most shittes, and Beis HaMikdosh, the 7 days of Sukkot had the same halachas as the first day. We know the first day is the Ismachtem Mifnei Hashem Elokeichem, Shiva Yomi. And Beis HaMikdosh is a din deiraisa to take the lulav Shiva Yomi. The Medina, it's only one day midiraisa, and in the Rabbanon we do Zecher LaMikdosh. But Beis HaMikdosh was 7 days midiraisa. Now, it doesn't mean that the 7 days had to be Lekichot Amo. Or Lekachtem Lachem Bayoim Barishlin Lekichot Amo. But some Rishonim hold that in the first day in the Beis HaMikdosh, all of the 7 days were deiraisa. The Bikurei Yankev learns that Lefi Shitas HaRambam, the old shtot, the old city, or at least the Koisel area, has a din of Yerushalayim that has Midoraisa to take 7 days. So there's two nefkiminis. There's one nefkiminis, Marshall, if you live in Arnof and you go to visit the Kaisel, so you mischayev midei raise. Marshall, Rebbe Yashiv goes, or went, I don't know the day, every day he would go to the Kaisel to take the dalit minim to be yoytze the day raise. What's time in Mishon to take the Rabbanon dike lulev? He would go to the Kaisel. Now the nefkiminis, if you go to the Kaisel, you have to shake a lulev again. But you have to know, when you shake a lulev, you have to have lochem. So everyone is makbid in Yerushalayim. Again, it's a chumah, but everyone, when you go to the Kaisel, you try to get a kosher adalad minim. But it's time to be samech and different people there that, you know, giving out lulavim instead of the tefillin, you know, of them you have to know if the lulav is kosher. I'm saying, it's not enough that someone gives you a lulav to shake. It has to be a kosher lulav. I am emotional myself, I'm nervous, you know. So I go, Ishan Rabbi, I go to the Kaisel after I already shake my lulav. Because B'derka, when you go to the Kaisel, when you come back with it already, B'derka, it's not Shalom. First, because, you know, all the buses. And also, you see, in the Kaisel, everyone comes over to shake your Lulav and Esri. So, till you leave B'derka, it's Nishkin Lulav and Esri. So you have to know, Lamosha, some people only go by night. Because they're scared to be Mischayev, that they're Raisin. And it's time, you have to know, you have to have a kosher Lulav and Esri. They said, you know, the first day it's enough, he's nervous that he has a kosher lulav. And the move of Sukkot is to try to have a kosher lulav. So again, so the din of chaser be'etzem is negiah for the first day, maybe for the second day, or for the people that will go to Yerushalayim, to the old shtot, to the Kaisel, they will have to have. Now, but we'll see what is chaser. The Mikroi Kodesh brings down, and as they state in the Meiri, that even though we're saying that chaser is only kosher, only possible on the first day, but ikar adin mitzad hodor, you have to have all of the 7 days not to be chaser. It's not me'akev, but it's a hidur to have a shalom, a esrog that is not called chaser all of the 7 days. So it's not stam. Okay, anyway, okay, for the first day I'll take a different esrog, and the second day I'll take one that is chaser. Is a hidur, even that it's not ma'akev, as if it's a nice esrog, a big esrog, is an Indian mitzad hidur to have an esrog that is not chaser all the 7 days. Now, to be mazbir, what is chaser? I want to be mazbir. It's three kinds of chaser. It's nikav, niklaf, venechsa. Chaser has three chetimtzes. Niklaf, nikav, v'chaser. What is nikav? Nikav is if a person has a hole in the esrog. Nikav, he takes a needle and he makes a hole in the esrog. This hole that he makes in the esrog doesn't have to be chaser. You take a needle and you push into the esrog. When you take a needle and you push into the esrog and it's not chaser, nothing, it's called nikav. So, this is what they call in the Briske Sprach a kvetch. What is a kvetch? The esrog got a kvetch. Nothing is missing. You see the esrog, you see a little squeeze going in. It's kvetched in, squeezed in, but it's not missing nothing. So, lekule alme, a kvetch is kosher. Now, what is the shir nikav that could be possible? If it's nikav from one side of the esrog to the other side, mefulosh. Someone took a needle from one side to the other without missing nothing. Then it's possible. Or if the nekev is not from side to side, but it gets to chadre azera. We'll see later the esrog, in the middle of the esrog is a place where the pits are. It's called chadre azera. If the nekev gets to chadre azera, then it could be possible. Or if the nekev is keiso. This big nekev, like at least bigger from a shekel. You got a fester kvetch. Again, nothing chaser. You take a hammer, you give it a bang, and nothing is missing. Then it could be possible. We don't know exactly what is the shiur. So b'meile nikav, we have to be machmir on a nikav. Be'etzem, we don't have a psul of nikav. Only if it goes from one side to the other, that it's almost impossible, or if it's a huge hole. Or sometimes, and again, lemaise, I don't speak about it anymore because it's kimat never happens. Sometimes you take a sroigim, and in the pitom is a little hole on the top. and that hole could go deep, deep, deep down till Chadra Azera, and it could be possible. It was the Alta Yidin Yerushalayim, Reb Moshe Heller. He was the mumche to check his roigim. So he told us then, you take off a here, and you push it into that hole. And you see how deep it goes. Lemay said, I never saw an esrog yet, that with the here you got to the Chadra Azera. But you got deep. The most epis. So the psul of nikav without chaser, it's kemat not negeh. So that's the reason I'm telling you that only fakir, to know the halacha of a kvetch. When you say a kvetch, this is what he means. It's a nikav, it's a hole. Nothing happened. Nothing is missing. Now after nikav, that the derech klal is okay. We have niklaf. Niklaf already is not so pashut. Now what is niklaf? Now, if all of the esrog was peeled, it's possible. But if it's not niklaf kuloi, so that the Mishnah state, niklaf is kosher. Now, the shiloh, what is niklaf? So I want to explain. Every esrog has four areas in the esrog. If you cut an esrog to two, inside you will see pits. This is called chadre azera. After the pits is like a white piece, like this is the meat of the esrog, the chefts of the esrog. It's white, yellow, but like stuff, like a sponge, but very strong. This is the basora esrog, it's called. This is white. Then, around the esrog is a green cover, before the shiny. On top of it is a shiny. When we see an esrog, it's shiny. We could peel off very gently the shiny, it will stay green. You peel off a little bit more, you'll get to the white. You dig a lot, you'll get to the pits. And the Mishnah Brura is mashma that the kosher of niklaf is only when the shiny one is off. But what would be if it's peeled, it's more from the shiny off. Even the green that is not shiny also is off. Even if you don't see the white part. The niklaf was that a little bit of the shiny went off, but already, so only shiny went off is okay. A little bit more from the shiny went off. The green, that this is already possible. Some people say the Mishnah Berurah said only if it's the whole green is missing and you see the white. The Chazanish says that if the whole green is off and it's not missing from the white, it's not called niklaf, it's okay. So again, you have to know what is the shiur niklaf. So be'etzem, this alamol you have to ask a shaila. So sometimes you see a kvetch. So the mavin, when he sees the esrog, he could see that the shiny is there. It just kvetched in. But sometimes you see the shiny. B'derekla, what it happens when you go to a store and there's a seicher there that is not so erlach. So he tries to peel off the black dots. So then when you come, you see the shiny is missing. Sometimes you see the green is missing. Now, even that niklaf is kosher, if only the shiny is missing is kosher, im nishtane mara esrig. What would be if when you peeled it off, it starts to get brown? The Mishnah Berurah says like this, if it became brown, it's kosher, but lekatchila, zok the Mishnah Berurah, if this niklaf was on top of the esrig, you don't use the esrig lekatchila. Again, so if it's peeled more from shiny, more from the green till the white, it's called chaser, it's not called niklaf, it's possible. If it's only the shiny, it's kosher. But if when you took off the shiny, it changed colors, so if it changed to brown, Mishnah Berurah says it's kosher, but it's not lekatchila if it's on the top part of the esrog. But if it changed to white, as after the esrog that was niklaf, and it changed to white, Mishnah Berurah says it's possible. Or it changed to black, sometimes it gets like rotten, it's possible. If the niklaf is in the bottom of the esrog, the Mishnah Berurah says again, if it's in a couple places, so it's totally. If it's black and white, it's possible. If it's brown, it's not like a tchilu. Now, what is the shiur of chosa? So that's what I want to be masbir. So we have niklaf that is not chosa, that is kosher. Niklaf, when the peel is missing, so we said if it's only shiny, it's okay. But then, only if it didn't change the color. If it's more from the shiny, so it stops to be Miklav, and it's called Chasa. Now, what is the shiur of Chasa? How much is called Chasa? Some Rishonim hold Ki'iso. Mamash like bigger from a shekel. Some Rishonim hold Mashu. We machmer afilu be Mashu. They said in the Meshem de Chazanish that it has to be something that you could see with your eyes. But if it's a chasa that you only could see with a glass, it's not called chasa. But, and here's a big but, even if we'll see later in the black dots that some people hold that you don't have to check it with a magnifying glass, about the chasa, the Chazanish says you don't have to check with a magnifying glass, but you have to bring it very, very close to the eyes. The black dots we'll see soon, 5 centimeters, 10, 4 inch, 10 inch, how you check, how it's considered nira la'inayim. Choser, avada, you have to bring very close to the eye. Just the Chazanish said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give the Torah to Malach HaShoretz. So it can't, Moshe, I started there Esrik, someone bring me a Shana Esrik, Mamish, 2 hours ago. It was $170, Mamish, beautiful Esrik. It was a little brown dot in the bottom. I looked very good. So I took a special glass and I saw it was not a brown dot, it was a little hole. It looked brown because it was a hole. So I told him to give it back. Suffolk, if you can make a bracha. Could be the Chazanish would say, with your eyes you couldn't see the hole. Oh, but you could see that it's brown. So could be the Chazanish is masking. You don't have to be a Malach HaShoretz. You could see with your eyes that it's brown. Chazanish meant a person will have an esrig. We checked once. We took an esrig. We made mamash chasa that no one could see. We gave it to one of the biggest rabbanim. He never found it. He never found it. We took a needle. We took out a piece. We gave it to the biggest mumch in the world. And we told him after it's chasa, he also couldn't find it. It's not the chazanish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. Le'nit no Torah le'malach ha'ashoros. Le'nit no Torah le'malach ha'ashoros. But as Lemaisa, the Welt, if it's episode sad that you could see that there's a problem, the Welt Lemaisa is machmir and they look in the glass. Now, what would be if you have a suffix if it's chasam? So the Mishnah Brura says that's a sfek sfeke. Suffix, maybe I need a big like a shekel. And even if it's mashu, it's a chasofik. Sfek sfeke. Not that Reb Nissim Karel it's paskin that you could put it in an aleph box. And the Rav is not allowed to paskin that it's possible. It's a big shaka. All the Rabbanim that pass gives back. It's a shalif of Cheshimishbot, yeah? When a person asks you a shalif to buy an esrig or not, you tell him, don't buy it. But he bought it in an aleph. Now, the guy is masking. If the Rav says that it's possible, you could give it back. Now, so the Rav could sign that it's possible. They asked him, Nissim Karelitz. So Nissim Karelitz said, if it's a sfeik, a chosam mashu, the guy is allowed to sell it as an aleph and it's not called a mekachdos. So I'm saying, you have to know. So this person, Moshe, with this esrog that I told Sofek, he went to a different Rav, and he came back to the Rav Paskin that it's kosher. So I told him, I'm not in the Rav Paskin that it's kosher. It's a little hole that because you could see it, so it's fake, fake. So he was machshir to you. So Yadam Rav sits where he sits. So he has to ask, he doesn't know who you are. So at Mishnah Berurah is kosher, but when a person is going to look for an esrog, for this, what the machmirim, what we're looking for now, it's like, Avada, we're not looking for this. I'm saying, what is the aloche? The aloche is kosher. What the oilam are looking for is regim, you're not looking for this. For that price, you could buy an esrog for $20. If you're paying $170, you're not planning to buy an esrog with a six fake from chosro. Now, what happens if it became chosro on the tree? A lot of times, on the wind, it hits a needle, it hits something, and it becomes chosar on the tree. But then it overgrows like a kind of scar, this is like a kind of bletlach. So then the kula alma is kosher. But you have to check a lot of times, and again, these are the mumchim, with the years you will have, when you look at an esrog, you have a bletle. Sometimes you have like, you see like it was chosar and something grew over it, and you see the rov is looking with a glass back and forth. But the Rav is looking to see if all of the area where it got a bang in the tree and it became chosar, if everything already became covered with a scar of the bletel. Sometimes 95%, 98% already is covered, but 2% you see it that is nothing covered yet.
A lot of times the bletl starts to grow around it, like this deep bletlach that's a psakanta shchuna dalton. And you look inside and you see in the deep nekuda has nothing grown over. This is mamish possible. Now, the Welt tain is another chumre. That even though we are makel and safek chosar, the Mishnah Berurah says that safek sveike, you could be makel, but if it's mamish in the choisom, you machmir because there's a tzad that chosar in the esreg is not mitzad lekicha tamo, it's mitzad hodor. And if it's mitzad hodor, lekula almetz b'mashu. So mele, the Welt is machmir if it's b'roisha esreg. Now, we'll go weiter. So we know, we learned the veil lekicha tamo choser, that the esrog is not allowed to be choser. We said sometimes it's niklav, sometimes it's nikav, and sometimes it's choser. Nikav is kosher and niklav is kosher. Chutz mshinimare. Nechsar is posel. So we said not every time niklav, sometimes the niklav moves to become a choser. This is the first halacha. The second halacha is the esrog has to be hodo, has to be nice. So here I had a suffix. Lefi hu, you kaveh what is hodo. How you kaveh what is hodo? What you think is nice, or what the Rav thinks is nice? Lemoshel, by the chsidim, a gautel is very nice. You want the esrog with a gautel. The litvikas don't want to bench on it. I had a maise, a friend of mine, we learned together in yeshiva. Le'aleinu, he went to diamonds, and I went to the real diamonds. You call him a pninim. We stayed friends that I get him an esrog. So he comes back from his trips Erev Yontef, he comes to my house, and I give him an esrog. So he came, it was 2-3 hours before Yontef. He comes, I take out 2 esrogim. It's a famous maaser with the Ger Rebbe. It's one of the big seichim came to the Ger Rebbe. He told him, Rebbe, this year, alle esrogim ashvach, what's to tell? Alle esrogim, Rebbe, chomshkem parnosa. So the Rebbe told him, every guy that you send over to me to Paskin, send him with 2 esrogim. And I'll tell him, this one is nicer. This one is nicer. So the kid said, I took out 2 esrogim. And I told him, listen, I take out one, he says, no, shvach. I take out the second one, he says, oh, this is a nice esrog. I told him, I'll tell you the truth, the first one is nicer. Tell me, Hatzachai. Learning, maybe you know better for me. I'm Isaac in diamonds. I'm telling you this one is nicer. This is my job. Learning, you a paskin. Hodor, I'm a paskin. So I told him, Hatzachai. Diamonds, you could paskin hodor. And it's like him, I will paskin hodor. The kids are, we had an argument. I said, we'll call everyone. I called up Rav Nissim Karelitz. And I called up Sidyanka Fisher. And I called the Shmir Shabbos Kimchasa. They told me, everyone, the same thing, jewelry, people choose themselves. How do a person choose what he likes? He thinks it's pretty. Some people think like an esrog like this is pretty. Some people think like a carrot is pretty. You can see, you guys bring an esrog, looks like a ball. He chooses it, yeah? So everyone, lefi his taste. Rav Moshe Sternberg told me, avada esrog megeit lefi de mevinim. Megeit nish lefi the person. Rabbi Shmulevitz wanted to say it's totally in machlekes and kiseitze. The Mor says kiseitze la milchoma v'roisa isha yifastoyar. It's a machlekes in the Yerushalmi, in the Tesefte, if she has to be yifastoyar be'etzem, or if he thinks that it's yifastoyar, he's also allowed to marry her. Because the machlekes, he wants a machlekes, I don't know. That's what he tells us. Okay. So I think like this, that even if lom ezogin and andere mitzvahs, it's totally taken the person, the Moshe. A Torah and tzitzis. Some people think it's very nice. Some people are embarrassed to go with it. If you balabat chsidish, it's gevaldik. If you balabatish, it's gevaldik. If you litvik, you're embarrassed to put it on. So dir avadim is tomet stoli in the person. Aber an esroig, and we'll see nafkiminis in it about, the priyetz hodor is in the cheftze of the esroig. The cheftze of the esroig of zayin priyetz hodor. Vemele, it's not this person. Then when evi zekeli vanveyu, a person has to make a nice shul. He makes it if he has taste. Zekeli ben veyu. Talis no. Zekeli ben veyu. Every person has to do the mitzvahs the way he does. Sefer Torah no. One person thinks he will buy a zak kessel to the Sefer Torah. The other one thinks these ones are aloches, poreches. I think this taste, you think this taste. And Esrig, we'll see about Nefkamina, is that Pri-Eitz-Hodo from the Esrig, the Pshat is the Chefze from the Esrig, that's Zayin Pri-Eitz-Hodo. The Chefze from the Esrig, that's Zayin Pri-Eitz-Hodo. Taste explains why is a Kelly Van Dey, because the Rekula is not Me'akev, and an Esrig gets Me'akev. So Taste is because in Esrig, state Pri-Eitz-Hodo. And this is the reason why people spend so much money on Esrig. Heidur Mitzvah. Buy a nice tefillin, buy a nice tzitzis. And Esrig, the Hidur, is not from outside. The Esrig, the Hidur, is from inside. So this is the reason, in a second, we have to take a note, what is the Gdorim from Hodor and Esrig. Mon Mizach, person has a nice Esrig, a Bocher. He wants, his father asked him to pick up an Esrig. First time he's in Eretz Yisrael, you know, his parents send us, you're coming back home, bring an Esrig. To who you give the nice Esrig, to yourself or to your father? So Avad, if your father pays for both, it's Nishkan Shaila. So you have your own money. You found one nice Esrig, one Shvacha Esrig. You want to know what Esrig to yourself, what Esrig to your father. So Bishnu Mezam and Oyerbach told us that the nice one you take to yourself and the Shvacha one you give to your father. Ah, you're thinking he would have the reise, he do mitzvahs only a chumre. He says he has a better idea. Buy Shvacha tefillin and send your parents a nice couch for Yontif. What? Buy a shvachet talis, buy a shvachet lesrig, and that money go buy them chocolate and send them for yodim. The Torah says, it's a mitzvah. The mitzvah is a keli van vei. You don't do kibud av and a cheshman of a mitzvah. Nisht ala am asking with me. I remember when I was a bochur, I was going around to different rabbonim, to dalet minim, a lot of people were yelling that it's nisht emes. Every time I would wait in line when I was a bochur, you know, I saw a big line, I would bring up the shayla. And the second I would be off, you know, I got to the top of the line already, I would ask my daughter. So it was my other rabbanim, I asked, and everyone was arguing about that. I had a maise a couple of years ago. I said over this maise, this psak from Shem Zaman. I said, Alamo, before we start the esrog, I say over this maise, the psak from Shem Zaman. So 5 years ago, I got a phone call. More than 5 years ago. I got a phone call. Chalamoyed Sukkos. The guy tells me, you know, I heard tape, I don't know where. He heard the Shir and Dalet Minim. And he heard that you said a psak from Shem Zaman Neuerbach, that you give the nice one to your father. And the nice one to yourself, not to your father. I said, yeah. This is what Shem Zaman Neuerbach told me. The nice one to yourself, the schwach one to your father. So he said he has a shayla, he wants to ask me. He says he wants to tell me a mice. He says he lives in Lakewood. So the Matthias in Lakewood is a big bakery that makes challahs. Now they have two kinds of challahs. They have square challahs and they have geflochene challahs. The square challahs are made like inside of a tin. It's a bit more oily, more tasty. The other ones are less tasty. Are they other name? Are they zakta? So he says, so he every Shabbos, the balabos, he buys for Shabbos 6 challahs, square challahs. So he comes to the store, Erev Shabbos, and he puts 6 challahs in his trunk in his car. And he's carrying on buying the stuff, and the Yingeman comes into the store and he wants to buy square challahs. The guy says, we sold out, we don't have any more. The guy says, oh, but I need. The guy says, I'm sorry, we sold out, I don't have any more. The guy says, the Shlom Bais, Rav told me before I go to Bismedesh Gavoya to go to buy, and I went to learn, and now I can't come home. The guy said, I'm sorry, but I sold out. So I went over to the guy and I told him, take the keys to my car, take 3 challahs to my car. And I told him, I've been married for a long time, it's not a problem. I'm saying over Vida Balabos, Gizok Tariba the Maisa. The kids are Maisa, Besider. So I got 3, you know, Geflochene Chalas, I put them inside, and I came home. Suda Shabbos, I asked my kids, so we had on every Suda, we had 1 Geflochene and 1 square one. I asked my kids, on Vos Tzumachan Amoitzi. And the square one, that it's more Gishmak. Or on the Geflochene, that I made a mitzvah. I made a Shlom Bais with. So I ask my kids, and what's machmen amoitzi? I don't have to make a moitzi on the better one. What says the better one? He said, and he asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky. And he asked Rav Shleiman. And they told him to make the brocha on the sweet one. The sweet one. And Reb Nissim Karelitz told him that he stama ma'oretz, because Reb Nissim told him that the other one he didn't do a mitzvah with. The one that he did a mitzvah, the guy has in his house. This is stama chaleh. Stama arishkeit. This is what Reb Nissim Karelitz told him. So he told me he wants to ask a shayla that he has shver on the ma'aseh what I'm telling b'seim Rav Shlomo Zalman Oyerbach, and on Reb Chaim Kanievsky and Rav Shteyman and Reb Nissim Karelitz. He has a kasha. It's a famous maise on one of the biggest rebbe, I think Reb Zusheli said, that Aliyon, you know, was a yid, that every year, it was a Litvish yid, every year he bought the nicest esrog in Shtot. He would save 200 ruble, and he would have the nicest esrog in Shtot, and everyone came to bench on his esrog. Everyone. The ganze Shtot made a brocha on his esrog. It was that year that he was going to buy his esrog, and in the way he passed near a house, and he hears crying. So he goes into the house. He sees Almone crying, Chule, Gatzamaisa, he gives her the 200 rubles. Kitzur, he's left with the poor Zolotes, Chves. Kitzur, he goes to the Moicha, and the Moicha takes out this nice essay. He tells him, I'm sorry, but this year I will have to buy a Poshta one. He goes to the Postle box, he finds something Eps Kosher. Kitzur, he has an essay. Kitzur, he's embarrassed to go to Shul. He's embarrassed to go to Shul, you know, everyone woke up. So Kitzur, he was a Litvish Yid. So he went to the chassidim to daven by the chassidish shtibel. No one knows who he is. He went to the kono, put the talis on top, and he's davening there. Came the time for dalet midim. As the chassidim asaprim, and he came the time for dalet midim, and the rebbe, you know, the gabbai takes off the pishtun from the rebbe's esrog, and the rebbe says, no, there's an esrog that smells Gan Eden in this. I want the bench on the esrog that smells Gan Eden. And we get to him. So he spent, and the rebbe goes back and forth, till the rebbe goes over to, he says, no, he picks up the talis. He says, this esrog I want to make a brocha. They told me, so we see that even all the other esrogim are nicer. As mitzvah, I'm not machan of them. So how you could tell me to give the nice one to your father, to yourself, and the shvach one to your father? If you give the nice one to your father, yours will smell Gan Eden. That's a given zayn kasha. The Zabazach, he thinks that the challah that was done in mitzvah is a better zach. So I told him, even if he's right, legabi kol mitzvahs, legabi challahs, that the challah that he made in mitzvah is a greater inyan. But in Esrog he has a mistake. Pri Eitz Hador, the Esrog has to look nice. It doesn't make a difference if you made a mitzvah with the Esrog. The Hador of the mitzvah is not to be a nice person. I'm trying to explain. The Hador in all of the mitzvahs is to be a nice person. To do the mitzvah behidu. And Esrog, this is the chepzah from the mitzvah. So, let me get weiter. What it be sometimes happens in the middle of Sukkot, it's Minyan L'Inyan, Ba'isa Inyan. You open the esrog in the middle of Sukkot and it's brown. B'derekhal, after 4 or 5 days, your esrog starts to look, you might be embarrassed to take him to shul. True, it happens to a lot of you sometimes. So, it's shailu if it's kosher or not. So I want to say, if it happens to you, Lemoshel, before Sukkot, that it starts to be like brownish, like a rotten apple, it's possible. It's called menuma. It's possible. Even that it's not a mariposu brown, but when the whole esrog looks rotten, it's menuma. The Chasam Sefer said if it happens in the middle of Sukkot, it's kosher. Why? Because it's fakir. This is the hidduch from the mitzvah that everyone used it. Why it happened? Because I was using it every day. How about if it happened to be black? So then it's possible. But if it's brown, the chalosh. As I said, this is the bavuz, the psak from the Chasam Sefer. So the ma'isa is not so kosher. If you what we said, it's not as a kosher. Because Lemaisa Luchur, we said that the Hidur, and Kolatirik, what the Chasam Sefer says, Ein Lecho Hidur Godel Mizeh, that you see on it, yet you used it all the days of Sukkot. But the Esrog is Nishkin Besere Esrog. The Esrog is not a Besere Esrog. So how the Chasam Sefer said it? But you have to say that it's different. Be'etzem, Lefid Islam, this is not so posh, the Chasam Sefer is right. And not everyone is saying it. Some people try to get a different one. But Lemaisa, the Velt is maker, because you have to, a lot of times it happens. During Sukkot, your esrog starts to come brown. And as well, it's the hidur is from the mitzvah alone is no chisor. The dainu avad if star a person made a mechabed his father's is gomish. But if you see that you mechabed the esrog alone, now we'll go weiter. What would be sometimes you have an esrog before the black colors? A person has an esrog that is green and yellow. So green and yellow b'etzem is very nice. So if it's mamish nice or marble together, what would be sometimes you have like a big festive green area and a yellow area and a green area, like mamish strange. It's called menumor b'marois ksheiros. As a machlekes, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa holds that it's posu. And as they hold the Ochis Rabbeinu b'shem de Chazanish, most of the Heintike Poiskim hold that it's kosher. some rabbanim even bichal don't know asidu as a psuk. They hold that menumo b'maris ksheris is possible. It's only what I said from the Chasam Sefer, rat and brown. Or green and yellow, that's nishken maris. That's the esrik, nishken maris. Shmir Shabbos hold that's maris ksheris. And if you have like a big bash, green, yellow, green. Again, if it's nice marble together, like all sprinkled black, green, this is okay. I don't mean to pass on now mixed colors. I think this is the nicest esrik when it's all mixed together. But sometimes like a very heavy green and a heavy yellow. You have to know. I'm not saying if it's a little white in the bottom, this is garnished. Oh, but you have to know that sidur is absolute. Now, what if you have black dots? This is be'etzem one of the most important things in the esrog. So maybe one more thing that's hidur. Avada, you have to know that the main hidur of the esrog is that the bottom and the top are straight. Now, I know people show you lulavim and esrogim, you know, like the daven and yeshiva, like crooked, yeah? You have to know the ikar hidur is that the pitam and the oikets are opposite each other. This is a straight esrog. And it's built nicely. This is the nice esrog. When the esrog is krum, it's not such a mehuda or the esrog. It doesn't passel it. You have to every time know what to weigh against what. The guy could bring an esrog that the pitom and the oikets are connected each other, yeah? But it looks like a chwes, like a tomato. So, I'm saying you have to know, but you have to know that the nice of the esrog is that it's built up. Now, what passels in the esrog? Shinui mare. Now, what is shinui mare? We have four kinds of dots. Maybe five. Green heavy dots are okay. If it's menuma. Like sometimes you have like an area that is like a green. Someone showed me today. A green strong dot. Now we have black, white, brown, and red. Okay, black and white apostle. Not bletlach, we'll get later to bletlach. Black and white apostle. Brown is kosher. Red is a suffolk. Mishnah Berurah. Now, klal aleph. Klal base. This is aleph base, you know. Boch has to know it, Poshet. It's a difference where you find the dots. If you find them in the chelika elyon, even one dot is possible from the black and white and from the red is suffolk. If you find it in the bottom, you have to have two or three, and I will explain. And the top is a machlekes, what the top means. Some poskim hold the top is the edge. If you take your finger, mamish the edge. This is the chaitam, the nose. Some will say, if this is an esrog, from the place that it starts to be narrow. Now, as a big shayla, you have a esrogim that came out the whole esrog is like narrow. Like that building in France, I forgot the name. Yeah? So, the whole esrog is like that, kimat. So, if you most poiskim, you go only lefi roiv of the esrog. Dahainu, even if it's narrow, if it's over the 50% of the esrog, we don't count it. Now, as a big shayla, sometimes you have an esrog and one side is straight and the other side is crooked. So, if you look from this side, where's the top? Mamash here. From this side, it's really narrow from here. So, again, it's machlekes ha-poiskim. So I'm just saying these things. It's hard to machriya this berabim, but remember every time. Now, the higher that it gets, the more chomo that it gets. Now explain what I mean. Black and white, one dot on top is possible. Red is a suffix. Brown is okay. But you have to know. Someone showed me today a nice esrog. But mamish on the nose, mamish on the edge was a brown dot. So you write that brown is kosher, but it's not mehuder. It's better to have such a nice dot, five times the size, in the bottom. Because on the top is the place that is hodo. This is the reason a black dot passels there. A brown dot is not a shini mari, but it's not hodo. So you have to know where it's located. If it's mamish on top, and like this, also when it's not near line 9. If it's mamish on top, we're more machmir, because there's more shittas that it's also. The more we go down, the more we make el and the tzirufi. Now, in the bottom of the esrog state, that a black dot is not a problem. But two or three already could be a problem. Now, what two or three means is a problem. If they're in one area, they're not a problem. Because we make a circle around that area, and we say it's not roiv. But if you have an esrig, one black dot here, one black dot here, one black dot here, could be the esrig as possible, even though it's on the bottom. So not every time when they tell you it's on the bottom, it's on the bottom, it means that it's okay. You have to ask the Rav. Sometimes you could have it on the bottom and it could be possible. Now, what is a black dot? And what is a white dot? And what is a brown dot? And what is a red dot? Now, black, we know what is black, and we know what is white, and we know the colors. A lot of times you have a black dot that is not really a black dot. I will explain. What the Mishnah says, Shinui Mare Pasul, the Mishnah means the Esrig changed. His color changed. From green and yellow, he turned to be black. A lot of the black that we see today are not real black. It happens from two different things. From needles that break. A lot of times what happens is like little needles break from the tree. The Esrig tree has a lot of small little needles on it. They break into the Esrig. And while they break into the Esrig, then they get burned because they're not really alive. They're a piece of wood. They get burned from the sun. So you see a black dot. It's not a real black. When you go to a Rav, you will say, Siakoitz. Or, today they spray chemicals to give the trees. Now these chemicals, when they land on the Esrig, it's like a little dirt. Now this gets burned from the sun. So this is black. So a lot of times you could just peel it off. Now a lot of times, slowly the Esrig carries on growing, so it swallows into him the chemicals that is sprayed on top of him, and you see the black dot. Here's a machlekes. Some people say if ultimately became a part of the Esrig, it passes. Some people say it doesn't pass. So avada, if you're not a mumche, don't start to say it's a koitz, it's not a koitz. And most of the rabbonim is rabbonim that are very easy. Nah, it's not a real black, it's not a real black, it's not a real white, it's not a real white. There's rabbonim that are not more meikil. But avada, a rab that knows sometimes it's not nirala enayim, and it's not really black, it's a koitz. So the rabbonim are more meikil. So you have to know every time the shiur, what is called black, what is called white. Now, sometimes you have brown that looks like black. If you come very close, you see that it's not black. Reb Nissim Karelli tells that it's possible. Even when you take the magnifying glass, you will see that it's not black, it stays possible. Now, you have to check with the magnifying glass or not. So, avade, the shiur is shiur anira le'enayim, is like 10 centimeters, it's better like twice the size, like two hands or one and a half hands. This is the side you hold the esrig and you look. If you don't see the dot, me'ikar adin is kosher. Now, the machmirim say, no, you have to look very sharp. The bigger machmirim say, you have to look with a magnifying glass. Now, no one holds that a dot that you could never see only with a magnifying glass will pass. The machmirim taine that if you have such a dot that if you find it with a magnifying glass, even if you move away the magnifying glass, then you'll know where it is. It's called Nira La'inai. Then you have a sregim, you could find something? No. You could find something? No. Oh, you see it? Yeah, now I see it. So they hold this is also Nira La'inai. They hold not Nira La'inai means that even after you look, you can't see it only with a magnifying glass. And they tell you that our eyes are shvach. You could see you go to Big Mumchim in a second, they find for you the problem. So because you don't know how to look, it doesn't mean... Now, Reb Nissim Karelitz is masking, he says, if it's a dot, that you almost can't find it. And you only find it with a magnifying glass. And when you find it, you see that it's really brown, then it's okay. Because Mor Shach, if they find that you didn't use the glass, you couldn't find it. Now, there's another Zach in the Esrig that we have to know that is called Bletlach. What is Bletlach? The word Bletlach comes from Yiddish, from the word leave. Now, bletl be'etzem, most of the bletlach are white. But this is not called mare lovon, lefi most poiskim, I want to be madgish. Bletlach come from the esrog gets a scratch from a needle, and then, like, it gets a scar on top of it, it's called a bletl. There's another bletlach that come, the esrog gets a bang, doesn't make even a little hole in it, and juice pours out. When that juice gets dry by the sun, and the esrog grows like a bletl. Sometimes you see like little bletlach all over, like the juice just spilled around like sand. No. Some bletlach gather the leaves, bang the esrig from the wind. So it got like a patch. So the esrig got like a little bit sick. And then he grew a bletl. He grew a bletl on top of him. Now, bederech klal, what happens is, if it happened from a needle, the bletl will be a strong bletl. If it happened from a leaf, it will be a very light one. If it happened from juice that came out, you'll see like little sprinkles of bletl, like not even a real bletl. Now, the ikar halacha is like this. If you have a bletl that is not sticking out, we'll call it, it's not a bumpy bletl. You put your hands on top, sometimes you have a bletl that you can feel it. So I want to explain. Maybe I'll make the maklim in akdom. The Mishnah says that if you have chazozis, it's possible. Also, all of chazozis is possible. I left the bletels and I'm going to chazozis in a second. What is chazozis? No one knows what it is. Some people say chazozis is a big bump, like with juice inside, like a big pimple. So. Oh, some people say like something like a growth. Also chazozis. Chazozis really comes from the esrog is sick. It's a kind of illness. It's like a growth. Now, the briskers have a title. Maybe every bletel is a chazozis. So Meir de Velt says like this. If the bletel, you could feel him with your hand, nikar b'mishu shayad, this will put him from the bad bletel. Now, so we'll say like this. The marshal. If it's not so bumpy, so some people hold that it's okay. So like this, the briskers don't let to have even one bletel on the top. They choishes for two zachen. Maybe the bletel is a chazazis, and maybe it's like a white dot. As we know that a white dot passes, every bletel is white. So maybe it's like a white dot. So again, mi'ikar adin, a bletel that is not bumpy is kosher. But it's a chumre. I want to explain, it's not only as hodor, it's a chumre, maybe it's a chazozis, maybe it's a marelovon, and it's a chumre. Now again, it's only a chumre, so you know, if you have a bletel mamish on the top, less. So you have to know. Now, you have to know, Rabbi Zriel Oyerbach, you have to know, a person has two esrogim. One is no bletlach, but it's not nice. One is nice, with a little bit bletlach. Rabbi Zriel Oyerbach holds, better to take the nice one. Because a small little esrogim, you know, you see some people come like this, machlum take with this little esrogim, you know, it's bizarre to go with it. And they don't have no bletlach. But briskers will not touch an esrog with a bletlach. So you have to know, again, to remember, if it's bumpy, it's a problem. If it's not bumpy, and even a not bumpy is different shiur. Now, as a machlekes apoyskim, what would be if you have a black dot on the bletel? It's possible or not? So a lot of times I saw today two esrogim like that, black dot on the bletel. It's a machlekes. So why I'm so first machlekes, at least you know what to ask. So a lot of times you see a bletel, the guy tells, yeah, it's a bletel. So yeah, it's a bletel, but it's a black dot on top of the bletel. So it doesn't make a difference that it's a bletel. It could be possible. It's a machlekes, you have to know the shiur. But remember that a lot of times on the bletel you get the red ones. The red dots a lot of time take place on the bletel. And then Mishnah Berurah has decided that it's possible. Now, Klal Yisrael, some people have an esrog with a pitim. We'll go in a second to that. Now, what happens if you have a black dot on the pitim? So there's three places in the pitim. The shashante, the stick. Reb Chaim said that it's kosher. Why? Because with the evet, without a pitim, is also kosher. So because the black dot there, it's possible. The Maaseh Roy Poiskim hold that if the pitim is a esrog dike pitim, it's kosher. If it's a wood pitim, it's possible. I'm sorry. If it's a wood pitam, it's possible.
So if it's a wood one, it's kosher. If it's an esrig one, it's kosher.
It's possible. I'll explain. Esrig pitam means that the pitam is made from the same material of the esrig. See some esrig? The pitam is also yellow and green. Deer, if it's a black dot, it's possible. Sometimes the pitam is a piece of wood already. Like the oikets, the pitam is wood. Then the velt is maker. Rebbe Eliashiv is more machmir in it. Now, we have to know, it's another chumre. Some people take an esrog with a pitam, some people take without a pitam. So people think in chutzlars that if you chsidish, you take with a pitam. If you litvish, you take without a pitam. Avadet amiratzis. Rabbeinu Eliashiv takes with a pitam. He will never make a bracha on an esrog without a pitam. If he doesn't have. But he's makpid to have with a pitam. Why? Shulchan Aruch states that an esrog has to have a pitam. And if it doesn't have a pitam, it's possible. Why? Odo mishum choser, odo mitzad hodo. So be'etzem how some people take an esrog without a pitam. Zog dem ogen ramo v'kol ze keshehoyo loy pitam. V'nofal. Then it's possible mitzad choser or possible mitzad hodo. אבל גודל בלוי פתאום כושר וכן רוי והסרויגים במדין הזו. So this is the reason the Litvishes took without a pitam, because it was very hard to find one with a pitam. And Memele first was very hard to find. Second of all, the pitam alamol fell off the trees. So how you keep the pitam not to fall off the trees? So the Soichim found a very good etzer. The lemon trees are very similar to the esrog trees. I don't know if you went once to see an esrog tree. You saw once an esrog tree? They're very weak. They need support. They build like around them like grapes. They need help. Lemon trees are very strong. So what they did is they took pure lemon juice and they gave shots to the esrog trees. We call it murkev. But no one could know that it's murkev. It's a shayla if it's murkev. So the Litvishes said, you know, we don't need the ones with the pitams, we're nervous about it. Maybe it's murkev. So we'll be same of the Magen Avraham. From this, the Litvishes mina came to take without a pitam. This was for years, till they had the war in Vietnam. An American, they're trying to get rid of the goyim deer that were hiding in the jungles. So Americans sent planes with chemicals to kill all the people. Right, American used all different gases, and they like this. They killed all the people that were hiding in the jungle. Now, it was a Jewish soldier there that he realized that there was a lot of oranges trees in the jungles, and after the American sent all these gas, all of these orange trees got pitted. So he realized that this chemical is good for pitting, and not all the people that have the sregim, they put these chemicals on the trees. Not Murkev, and Pitam and Eretz Yisrael started to become, the last 20 years, the Pitmim are starting to come out. Bemele, today it's easy to get a one with a Pitam that is not Murkev. Now, more from that. Okay, you say it's easy. It's not only easy. It became a problem. I went down to the Pardes. Every Esrog in the world grows with a Pitam today. There's not even one Esrog in the tree. It falls in the middle. I can't today to put the spray, there's not an esrog that doesn't have a pitam. Just some of them fall, some of them don't fall. You see the same pardes. Some have a pitam, some don't have a pitam. The same tree. It's not like they bring different esrogim. Bemele, if it was a pitam and it fell off, it's possible. So today could be if you take an esrog, it's possible. So the Chazanish of Shem Zalman said no. If it fell before you picked it off the tree, it's kosher. When the Magen Avraham says that it grows without a pitam, it means that it fell when it was on the tree. So if it fell when it was on the tree, the mele, it's okay. Not only that, if it was already omer to fall, Rebbe Eliashiv holds only if it fell when the esrog was very small. But when it fell when the esrog is big already, it's a shayla from chaser. I myself was in the paradise, biggest regim. We tried to get to one esrog and we dropped hundreds of pitam in the way. Then they take him off. The guy feels he has an esrog without a pitam and he makes a bracha. So the Mishabura brings down a semen to know when it fell. It's a kind of circle that you could see on top of the pitam. Now, so this is one reason why a lot of people became today and switched to pitam. The second reason people switched to pitumim is because the Goyen says the halacha is nital pitum kosher, a posul. If it grew without a pitum, it's kosher. Nital pitum posul. If it grew without a pitum, it's kosher. It's the zol be'halacha in hilchos treifos. Nitlo areyo treifo. But what would be if it grew with one lung? Kosher. Zog de Shulchan Aruch dorten that lekatchile it's treife. If it grew with one lung, it's also a treife. But b'shas atchak godl yesh lahoke. Zog de goyen bayos where the Ramo was machshir because most of the Esroigim didn't have a pitem, so it's shas atchak godl like b'ilches treifos. Aber lu yitzuyer. Today we will have a lot of Esroigim that have a pitmim, and rather we can't be matir. I'm not saying that because of that now to switch and you have to buy with a pitim. Just to understand from where comes the mocker of the chumre to have a pitim. Now, if the pitim falls off, you have to know if it fell off completely, it fell off half. I want to go by to lulav because it's getting late. So let me gain the Ikar Halachas of lulav. The shiur of lulav is 40 centimeters. It's two small tiles. The ones that we have here in Shalmi now are 30 centimeters. So 40, it's hard to know what is 40, but if you take three, so and you divide them, so but be'etzem, it's one and a third. It's two small tiles what you have in a normal diras. This is 40 centimeters. This is the shear of the Chazanish. Now I want to be masbir. How you measure the shear is a big mistake. You take the lulav, the measuring starts, you start from the bottom, not from the place that the lulav finishes. The lulav has leaves that come out. You have, it starts one leaf, two leaf, three leaf, four leaf. So you don't start to measure from the first leaf that comes out, you start to measure from the second leaf that has already a leaf against him. Because if you start to measure from the first leaf, he doesn't have someone connected. Me'ikar adin, you could measure from the bottom one. But we are machmir to measure from the top one. Till where the lulav has to be 40 centimeters, not till the top of the lulav, till the end of the shedre. The leaves come out, then it's only leaves. This doesn't count for the 40. What counts for the 40 is from the bottom of the tree, the hainu, from where the leaf starts, the katchila, the second one, the first one, till the end of the shedre. So you could have such a lulav and it doesn't have a shiur. You have to be sure. A lot of times you have nice lulavim, but derech klal, the nice lulavim don't have a shiur because they're small yet. And the lulav could be this size, but it means that the leaves are this way and it starts from here. You don't have a lulav. Now the lulav in the middle leaf is called the tiyomis. Now sometimes you have two middle leaves. How you find? You take one, two, three, four. You get to the middle. Sometimes the middle finishes with two leaves. This is called a lulav sheyesh loy shtei tiyomis. Now, you have to know, as a klal, the seichrim say, when you look at a lulav, if you see one open, bederech klal he's the tiyomis. If you look at a lulav, one is a little bit open, bederech klal he's the tiyomis. It's a klal. Why it's like that? Because the metzias is, the way the lulav grows is, the middle one opens to two, and then another one comes, this is the way the lulavim go. Now, when some people are machmir shitas ha-ge'oinim that the Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah didn't bring down, that if you have two tiyomis and they're not connected, it's possible. The Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah didn't bring it down. But the frumas are machmir not to take a lulav with two tiyomis. I can't say it's possible, it's kosher. But if you're asking if it's mehudah, the answer it's mehudah aleph. If it's mehudah shpitz, no. Briske lulav, no. Now, the tiyomis has to be close. The middle leaf that is called tiyomis is made from two double leaves that is closed in the back. It has to be closed. Nechleko atiyomis, posu. Now, how much it has to be? Me'ikar adin, if it's roiv closed and it's open only on mute, it's kosher. Lekatchil Mishnah Berurah zok tefach, lemaisa we machmir that will be closed in ganzen, in ganzen, in ganzen. Why? The Mishnah Berurah says, because it's a mitzvah to be menaneah, and if you menaneah, it will open more. So Rav Sadyanke Fisher understands that the only reason that it's possible because it's aiming to open. So he holds, if you take that crazy glue and you stick it, it's okay. So some Seichim do it for you. They hold the same Rav Sadyanke. You have to check. Now, this is in the first day. In the second day, the Mishnah Berurah holds, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that it's kosher, because the reason Nechleka Atayemis is possible is Mitzad Lekicho Tamo, not Mitzad Hodor. Rabbi Kiveege holds that it's possible. Nechleka Atayemis and the Shara Yomi. So what is the Nafkamine? In the first day, the Lekula Alme is possible to be Mamesh Mamesh Makbid. In the other days, you have to know, Meikar Adin is Roiv Kosher, Rabbi Kiveege holds that it's kosher. Now, there's another chumre that the Mishnah Berurah is not brought down, but Lemaisa, this is the main hack when you go to look at Lulavim. It's a pella why the Mishnah Berurah didn't bring it down. We're going now on the Tiyomis. This is the middle leaf. But it has to be closed till the top. Today you will go, you'll find such a zach. You see? One leaf doesn't reach till the top. It's kosher apostle. They don't finish exactly. Or they don't finish exactly in the roichal. This happens a lot. Kimat you never could find it. Reb Chaim Kanievsky says that the Chazanish was not machmer on it. But my Shver Reb Eliashiv is machmer on it. From Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, they say that you have to have roiv. Less from roiv it's possible. I'm telling you, I saw a lot of lulavim. It doesn't cover the whole roichav. Definitely the ones that are very nice clothes, the child is one of the leaves, like a thin leaf, like a baby leaf, with a strong leaf. If it's not covering choyfe beroybo, it's possible. If it's roiv, meikar adin of shemazam of nisim kareli, it's hold that it's kosher. Reb Eliashiv holds that it's possible. He holds that it has to be like a tchile mamish close. He holds 2 or 3 millimeters. It's a machlekes. Some people say 2, some people say 3, some people say 4. It's a big machlekes. To bring different love into Reb Eliashiv, how much is the shiur that it could be? But lemaise, the brisker is a machmir that will be closed till the top. This is the aleph base in the brisker lulav. That the middle leaf, one, close the ganze roichav and the ganze goiva. Now, the second thing you have to have in the lulav, that the lulav will not be niktam. Again, what is niktam? Niktam are tiyoymes. You have a tiyoymes and the tiyoymes is chopped off. The Mishnah Berurah holds that the reason it's possible is mitzad hodor. So it's all the 7 days. But if you can't see it, it's not possible. The brisk, they hold that maybe it's mitzad lekichotamo. So then maybe it's only the first day. But then even b'mashu. So the briskers look with a glass, and they have a way. If you have to be a very big mumcha to that, you look in the edge of the lulav. They find like a little hole, like a little bat, as they call it, in the edge of the leaf. Then they know that was never broken, because it breaks, you don't have that little hole. In the leaf is like a little semen, they mumchim, they say that it was not nictum. Now a lot of time the leaf finishes with a kind of needle, like a little brown, little long needle. That little brown needle, if it breaks, it doesn't make it nictum. Now what if you have 2 tiyamis, and one of them broke? The Mishnah Berurah holds that it's okay, chaznish is machmir. Now, there's another psul that is called hemnik. What is hemnik? We said meikar adin, if it's open a little bit, it's kosher. But what would be if it's open a little bit, but it looks like this? See, it's like a fork, like a V. So even if it's only open mashu and it looks like a V, it's posul. Now, the Heidek Epoiskim can say that if you put it laying on the table and it closes. A lot of times you open a lulav, it mamash looks like a V. But the ma'aseh, if you put them together, it will close. So the basic mode, if you leave it on the table and you see that it closed, it's not called a hemnik. However, the machmir will never take it. So a lot of the lulavim that could be open a little bit, als nechlak, we said, meikar adin roiv is kosher, l'mishbu asas lekatchil letefach, mashu, we machmir on mashu, mishbu asas, you don't have to look for a different lulav, but it could be possible as hemnik. Shmir Shabbos is very machmir on hemnik. Also, more from that, some people are machmir that sometimes the tiyomis is closed, but like a group of leaves take a right or a left. So it looks like a hemnik. It looks like two. So even that the Tiyemis is closed, but Mamish, you see the lulav, it looks like two lulavim there. Like the whole lulav looks like a V. So people are machmir in that. Now, as another zach, Yovish. The Gemara says, lulav ha-yovish posu. If both of the leaves of the lulav are dry, it's posu. What would be if the Tiyemis? So the Mishnah Berurah says that if the leaf in the middle is yovish, it's also posu. Lekatchile, even mashu, tefach, roiv. Now, what is yovish? The Ramo says that if you take your needle, your nail, and you push on it, and it will crumb. The Mishnah Berurah says, even if it doesn't crumb, if it became white with no green in it, it's also. But if there's no different lulav in the city, you could say mech on the Ramo that calls man that it doesn't crumb in your fingers, with your nails, it's kosher. What happens in the lulav, it's not dry, it's not white, it doesn't crumb, but it got burned in the sun. It's burned. Black burned. The Mishnah Berurah says, if it doesn't crumb, it's kosher. And brisk, the very machmer in it. And this will be called in the market, brisk lulavim. That it's green till the top. I think 1 out of 1 million you find such a lulav. Maybe 1 out of 2 million. It's the hardest thing in the world to find a kosher lulav. The leaves close till the end, till the top, no black in the top, no brown burned on the top. Because most of the time, the edge of the lulav is pointy, and the sun is hitting on it. The Metzius says, and Mimele, they're choshesh for yovesh b'mashu. Now, there's another zach that is called knepel, kaftor. The middle leaf finishes like this. He bends down. Some people hold that it's mitzvah min ha-mufcho. The Rosh only took a knepel. Why? He said, no nechlak, no hemnik, no nisraf, the best. The Litvikis hold this possible. Why? It's a ben, lulav ha-kofuf, posu. So the litvik is a machmer. But the evet, if you're stuck in a place, you can make a bracha on a knepel. Now, Reb Nissim Karelli holds that even though we are the litvik, we're machmer not to take a knepel, sometimes the top leaf, knepel chach, mamash, like a little ben, mashu. It's very good, because the ma'aseh, you know for sure it's not open, it's not broken. Reb Nissim Karelli holds that it's kosher lekula. But as an also chumre, even the people that hold that knepel is kosher, only if one leaf is faknept. But if all of the leaves are faknept, we choishesh that it's possible. So you have a lulav, the ganze matzim dolphin is faknept. 10 leaves like bending. Now another zach, even though the knepel is kosher, but if it's over 50% of the leaf, so it's like mamish, like drips over, as I yeah? Doesn't ish good. Now, what is very important to know, this is the main thing to know in the lulav, the Mishnah says, lulav ha-kofuf posu. I want to explain. When you have a lulav, it's 4 sides. Right? Every person has right, left, front, back. So if you hold the lulav, everyone knows the way you hold the lulav, b'shas do'ishan is, the shiny part is towards you. Right? You see the shadow. The leaf part is this side. The shiny side is towards you. So I'm speaking now on the lulav that you're holding it, with the shiny side of the lulav is towards you. If the lulav is bent to the right, to the left, or to the front, it's pasul. If it's bent towards you, it's kosher. Das is Shulchan Aruch. Now, the shaila is, was heis bent? And the zogen bent means, like they call it today, 360 degree, mamish. Why? It says, ogol kemagol. Ogol kemagol. Magol is what you cut the wheat. What? A sore. Sigil. Yeah? So, I'm that this is the psuk. Lemaise, it's very hard to machria what is the psak. Most of the poiskim hold that if it's only a little bit slanty, as a mashma in the Mishnah Berurah, that it's a kosher. So, the poiskim say like this, if it's not nikr that it's crooked, it's okay. The Mishnah Berurah brings down, lekatchile yikach yoshor kesharvi. Straight, like a straight. So I want to be masbir. When I'm saying lekatchila to take straight is kosher, brisker, and knetch. A masbir. If it goes to the right or the left, so we don't know how circle it could be to pasul. However, if it's a little bit, it's kosher. Lekatchila, it has to be straight, like a shalvit. If it's towards you, so it's kosher even if it's not straight. For sure it's kosher. But is it brisker chumre? But it's a chumre, as a mishnebura, to have it straight. So many you see the briskets every time hold the lulav of the check. So again, the very makpid left and right and bottom, it's a problem. Because there we don't know what is the shiur, and if you're wrong, it's possible. Now, there's another zach that is called kore, a lulav with the kore. So people that don't have a minig, Moshe, people that don't have a minig and a gabi a knepel, they don't take a knepel. I don't know what my minig, my father's minig is. My father never, you know, my father buys a set. Yeah, he doesn't have a minig. So Bacha says, we don't have a minig in our house. So then you don't take a knepel. Now, kore. Again, if you don't have a minig, the yeshiva Bacha, we don't take kore. Some chassidim only take kore. I want to explain what is the problem in the kore, what is the maile. Kore is that brown lulav that you don't know what is inside, yeah? A cat in a sack. You don't know what it is. Now, why it's that good? First, could be the knepel. Could be the hemnik. Could be the hemnik. So why some people say it's kosher? So there's two reasons why some people say it's kosher. One reason why some people say is, roiv lulavim kosher. So we don't have to check. Another reason they say, kol zman, it's the way Hashem made it, it's kilu, it's kosher. Kol zman, he didn't open the kore, it's close to Hashem. What is the nafkamina? You have this cheap lulavim, that every time when you open the kore, you see it's possible. So from this lulavim, for sure, it's not good to take a kore. So if you are machmir, if you minig is to take a kore, it's better to spend money to buy from the good ones, but you buy the cheap ones with the kore, when you look into the kore, you see already. Okay, it's more chumus than the lulav, but it's late, and I want to say about adasim a little bit, 2-3 minutes. So I just will tell you two more things that you have to know on the lulav. Sometimes the tiyomis goes like a sore, you know, the leaf just bends a little bit. So you have to know if it's kosher or not. Then there's another briske chumre that the briske says, sidokore inevenik. It's kore inside. The leaf is closed till the end. But when you look good, and the top is a piece of kore inside the tiyoimis. Meaning if I will pull out the kore, it already will be open. Now it's closed. It's not a kore dike lulev complete. It's a closed lulev, but I'm showing you now you're holding the lulev. So this is the side of the leaf. When the leaf opens like this, this is the close. So it's closed till the top. But here, in between, is a little bit kore. So be'etzem, it's be'etzem, when you take out the kore, the whole thing will fall apart. So if we hold kore as good, it's not a problem. But if we hold kore as not good, so they hold it's already nechleko atiyemus. Again, if we say like the Psoriyanka Fisher that glue is good, so this is glue from Hashem. Savada, it's okay. If it's on the mute. So again, you have to know how much kore is there. If it's less from tefach, that we said it's only like a tchile not to have it nechlak, so then some people are makel. So you have to know, the brisket is a makbi, there will be no kore in between the tiyemis. Now, there's another chumur that some people are makbi, that the tiyemis will not be lower from the two leaves on the side of it. That he has to be like a king, not like Ubenk Seif of Shoichet. So it's more zachim, we'll go to the adasim. Adasim have to be 30 centimeters, so this, we have the good tiles here. This is the shiur of the adasim, it's exactly like this tile. Now, the Fideh Chazanish. Lekatchila, you have to have a dasim, kuloi meshulosh. Now, kuloi meshulosh, from where we count it, not from the bottom of the wood, from the first place that the first three leaves come out. So Yankee Fisher holds that you can add the piece before that. From where? From the last set. Normally you have a bottom set that only has two. Right? So we say, no, so this doesn't count. So we only start to count the 30 from the new set. So Yanke Fisher holds, you can add the piece of wood before, because this is the derech of the tree, to have a wood and leaves. It will never start to grow from the leaves. Now, what is Meshulash? We have to have the three leaves coming out from one place. Now, meaning one place means, not from one side. You have the stick, and you have three leaves. Now, they have to come out on the same level, at the same height. Now, this is kemat impossible. You could find one out of 3 millions that it's mamish like that. So, Rav Shimon, now I want to explain.
Shlomazaman Erbach said, we do chuta makif. What is chuta makif? I'll give you a mashal that you'll understand. Chuta makif means, I have three leaves. One, two, three. Right? So this leaf comes out here, this leaf comes out here, this leaf, take three fingers. So if I have three fingers, and these are the, this is the shilush. And this is three leaves are coming out, one is on this side, one is on this side. But there are three different levels. Not three sets. I'm speaking on a set of three. This is not Meshulash. This is Adas Shoyta Sherika Degmosa. Now, but you could have Adas that the three, the bottom one meets the middle one. The middle one meets the top one. So now, it's three ways. It's Chuta Makif, and as they meet together. Now, the most Mehudar is that they will come, that you take a line, the Mamish coming out in the same level. The other one is, that they're not coming to the same level, but they meet somewhere. The Hainu. If we'll say that every leaf, the place that it comes out, is a centimeter. So, you're right, the top one is starting here. The middle one is starting here. But it's one place that all the three could meet together. This is called Chuta Makif. So, like this, Rav Shlomo Zalman was Matir Chuta Makif Lekatchila. But the other, if they meet each other, the bottom one meets middle one meets top one. This is the other. Now, lekatchila, we need to have the whole adas meshulish. But the other, if roiv of the adas is meshulish, it's also kosher. Now, there's another chumre in the adasim that the leaves will meet each other. A lot of times you buy a das, look, meshulash, guys don't know what to look. But when you put the leaves up, they will not meet the top set. The three leaves finish here, the next three leaves finish there, the next, so if you squish all the leaves together, you could see the wood in the middle. There's a chumre that will be mechupe kuloi beliefs. There's another chumre that all of the leaves will be shalim, not to have broken leaves. There's another chumre that the briskas are very machmer in it, that the top of the adas will be wood. A lot of times the stick, the wood, how you call it, the stick, the top of the stick of the adas is green. Not the leaves, the wood. What? The step. Step doesn't make a difference. But that piece sometimes is green. You see it a lot of times. When you put it in water, it happens a lot of times that the top of the adas is a green. So it's not a wood. The briskets are very machmir in it. Now, there's another zach, Reb David Soloveitchik brings down B'Shem's father. What a bila ma'is, a lot of times it's hard to find the adas shekulei meshulosh. So he says that B'Skirov told him that if you have lomazagim two tefachim meshulosh here, a tefach meshulosh here, in the middle is one tree that are not so good. It's kosher lekatchila. It's kosher lekatchila. Now, we'll just finish it. Late aroves in 2 minutes. Now, what you have to have for the aroves is, you know, Chazal say that the aroves are keneged the reshoim. So a lot of people, you know, they take let the aroves to feel that they're like the reshoim. You have to know, you could spend $150 on a lulav, $200 on an esrig, $50 on a dasim, and then you buy shvach ha'arovis. The mitzvah is shvach. Doesn't have that you have a nice esrei. Now I want to ask what you have to have in a lulav. The chumras in a lulav is to have a lavluv. A lavluv means that the arovis on the top doesn't have an edge. It finishes with a leaf. Not a small little, a mamish, a whole leaf. There's no end to the arovis. You look to the top, it finishes with a leaf. It's called lavluv. Now, another zach is, why you have to have it? It looks nice. And also, it's because it's a raya that it never got nikta. Now, it's another chumre, and maybe it's me'ikar adin, the leaves can fall down. The leaves have to be standing up. Now, for sure, the leaves could a little bit branch to the side. But sometimes you come, you see a rovers, the leaves are sleeping already. Could be you're not yoytze because it's not derech gdilosoi.
could be you're not Yoitze because it's not Derech Bilosoy. They have the American Arovas, the monthly Arovas, my understanding. And every time I have someone to bring me one set, I shake on that because they have the Slavic Arovas, the matter is a bit schwach. Now, it's another chumre, and it could be that it's me'akev. Sometimes the whole wood of the arove, the staff, I don't know how to call it, starts to bend down. It's again shalek derech dilosoy. A little bit, it's not a problem, but you look in yontif, you look at this yontif around you, see these people that, you know, you see the top of the arove is mamash sleeping, like a kneppel. The whole arove is bent down. You never saw it? Most of the people, it happens after 3 days in the arove. Now, could be you're not Yoitze. The guy is Gantz Machmir and an Esrog and a Lulav. It's embarrassed to stand near when he sees Arovas. Every day change the Arovas. I have packs of Arovas in my fridge. People don't have. They're Machmir and everything. Could be you're not Yoitze. So again, if the leaves are sleeping or the Arovas are sleeping, it's attacking Keneged HaRishoyim, but you have to know that it could be you're not Yoitze. The answer for that is you could band it. Well, you have a very schwach Arovas. No koyach anymore in the arove. So if you put more rings till you stand it up. Now lekatchila is the inya that you will have all of the leaves on the aroves, and that the aroves will be shalom. Now there's another psul in arove. Arove ayevesho psulo. I can tell you in a lot of shuls, 80% of the people, you just touch the aroves, they crumb. Now it's a shaila. We know we said in the lulav that if the lulav dry and it crumbs, it's possible. Now the Mishtabura says like this: if it's green, even if it crumbs, the Mishtabura says that it's kosher. If it's white or brown, you're not yaitze. You have to know the primigodim holds: even if it's green, if you touch it and it crumbs, you're not yaitze. Everyone is masking that if you put it in water, it became soft again. You are yaitze. So I'm saying, it's all important to come to Ashir at least to hear this, only the last part of the Arovas. Because a person is makbid dalad minim, and I'm telling you, it's no rovayim. Now you have to know, if Arovas, b'di'evet, if you don't have all the leaves, it's also kosher. B'di'evet, even if you have. One or two, it could be it's kosher. You have to know. Aber avada, you have to have rove of the leaves. Meikar adin, and lekatchila to have all the leaves. Now, there's another chumre that developed in the last years, are very makbid on it, that the shedre of the lulav, not the leaves, the wood of the lulav, will be sticking out the adasim v'arovas tefach. And the time that it's kimat le'akev and the mishtabura. You have the people that buy the smulu lovim, and the adasim v'arovas. Even if you see the lulav sticking up a little bit, it's garnish because it's the leaves of the lulav. Like a tchila to have, so what you do if you don't have you got a small, you pull the adasim and arovas down, that they will hit, keneged, less, there will be a tefa from the shadr of the lulav sticking up. That is the shem, we'll be zeichet to have kosher adalad lulav.